It's Monday, the 3rd of November, and it's a grey day. We must have just had a heavy shower of rain just before I came out, because it's not raining now, but I can hear the big raindrops dropping from the branches of the trees, etc. So it had to have happened very, very recently. I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. Maybe it happened when I was in the shower. Which is good, because it's dry now. Loads of birds about this morning. Yesterday I watched them when I had the chance, that is, in the garden, because I filled all the feeders. And it's immediately drew in hordes of birds. I actually saw, it was either 5 or 6 coal tits altogether. That's quite rare. I mean, you do see them now and again in wee groups, but usually maybe 1 or 2, 3 max, but 5 altogether in the one tree. And I've got my seed feeders out, my peanut feeder, Niger feeder, and a new what do I call it? It's a hanging little house. You know, with a roof, but no walls. I've got 2 of those, one mounted on a pole, and one that I forgot I had around the side of the house and resurrected that over the weekend, and I now have that hanging, and I can shove all kinds of things in there for the wee birdies. The big birdies can't get in. So loads of birds about. That's the good news. Ah, there isn't any bad news, not this morning. I'm feeling pretty good. We slept very soundly last night. In fact, my wife said it was the best sleep she'd had in a wee while. Maybe it was a run down to Falkirk last evening, and the walk all around to see the Kelpies. That was beautiful. Lit up at night. First time we've been. We're only 12 miles away in here. People from around the world, and Birmingham. Not Birmingham, Alabama, but Brummy, Birmingham. I've been up to see the Kelpies. We hadn't. That was our first visit. Shocking. But anyway. What does that mean? So I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I have to say, I'm getting out of bed no problem now, but I have to say that at 7 a.m. when the alarm goes, you just, for that few moments, it used to be quite a few moments, but now it's just a few moments of, my God, please, it can't be 7 o'clock already. It will soon. I'm going to look on the bright side of things. I'm trying to bring positivity into every day, no matter what it is. And I'm thinking of the 21st of December this year. The winter solstice, when it's the shortest day, longest night. And then every day after that, it gets brighter and brighter. And it all happens immediately. Yeah, that'd be good. Yes, so we're not that far away, are we? I'm not going to mention the other event that happens around about that day. Not yet, anyway. I still haven't seen my blackbird friends. So I guess they're gone. Every blackbird, male or female, that comes into the garden, that's territorial fighting now. And they look like that black cock on the young silver birch tree. It looked like that won that battle. So I'm just... Oh, there's another one now. My goodness, there's another one. Oh, there's hordes this morning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, my. This is exciting. Which one's the daddy? As I was saying, I've studied them, all the ones that have come into the garden, looking for the grey heads, and I haven't seen it in both cock or hen. It's sad. I really am. I'm not being flippant, I'm being serious. For them to just suddenly disappear when... Maybe they're away to a rest home. You know, they've had their lot of raising broods and they're off to a rest home somewhere. Maybe the two of them... I'm going to picture that. I'm going to picture that the two of them flew off together to a peaceful place where they don't need to constantly battle to keep their home safe from intruders. And they've retired to a nice, quiet spot which doesn't involve territory fights. Right, that's the picture I'm painting and that's the picture I'm going with. So they're there somewhere. They've not died. They're still somewhere there. Yes. Now I'll have to wait till spring to find out who's mammy and daddy for next year. Unless it's already been established at this moment. You wouldn't think that a couple of birds would influence your life so much. You can hear the starlings, the stuckies up in the big Lulandi. So much activity they've got on this morning. It's a good job I've got nature to talk about. I've got a lot to say regarding my life in general. Yeah. That cock that was on the silver birch has just hunted off another one, so I'm guessing he may well be the new daddy. This is exciting stuff for a Monday morning. Listen to those starlings chatter. I think they're a wee bit like, you know, the bees in a hive when one's found a source of nectar and comes in and does the waggle, as you know. They waggle their body in the direction of food. I'm just wondering if it's like, this is a starling's way of chattering and saying, hey, I've found some good food, good grub, northwest of here, just about 3 or 4 miles. So you want to go with me this morning, I'll show you where it is. Or maybe they're just saying, look at that stupid prat down there in the garden. No, I'm being sensible. I think that's what they're doing. I think they actually discuss in their own way what the day's going to be and what they're going to do. Who are we as super intelligent beings off the earth who know so very little about the creatures we share this planet with. We think we know it all, we think we're clever buggers. We are, I suppose, but regards to other creatures, what do we know? Unless you're David Attenborough, of course.